Hello, 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 and welcome to Navigating Children's Ministry. I am so glad that you are here with me today. For all my friends in at least the southeast of America, the weather is finally getting a little bit vibrant, which I guess I say finally, and some people are still having like blizzards. So, you know, I can't really complain. It's mostly just been rainy here for me. And you know what? Rain hurts my productivity. And that is a great segue into what we're talking about today. It is true, though. I don't know if anybody else like feels that, but guys, when it rains, I just do not get as much work done. But anyways, we are talking about how we can be more productive. I feel like at least once a year, I find myself kind of reiterating this. And I mean, as you know, we're navigating children's ministry together. What techniques work? What have I found that works? What have I found that's new? That's exciting. That's fun. We're always kind of working on developing and growing. The reality is we are always continually navigating children's ministry. And even if we never change, our kids will always be changing. And so having that mindset of constantly learning and growing is super important. And so today, I really did want to dive into what it looks like to be more productive. Now, this is something that I'm always kind of, you know, going through myself. As somebody who has ADHD, it's important, which also I feel like, I don't know, like 90% of kids' pastors have it too. So, you know, it's just kind of a prerequisite for being in ministry, I guess. But we all know that that can be pretty difficult to focus and be productive, right? There's some days where I just sit there and I'm just clicking between tabs on my computer with like no end goal, or like I'll go and I'll like reopen my email like 6 times as if there's some important email that's come up. It's going to be life altering and super important. And we all have our own things, right? We all struggle with productivity. It is a human thing, right? Some days we struggle because, man, having our feet in the ocean on a beach would be wonderful. And some of us struggle because there's things grabbing our attention from outside, or relational issues that you're dealing with, or something on your mind. Some of us struggle simply because we have something like ADHD, where it's just more difficult to get our brains to lock themselves down and focus in on something. But whatever it is, I think there are techniques and things that we can do to be more productive. Now, ultimately, I really don't want this to sound like I'm, you know, a Fortune 500 business, and I, you know, if we're not working our 90 hours a week at least, then we're not going to succeed, right? But when we think about it, when we're working for the ministry, we want to make sure that the work we're doing is honoring the Lord, that we are using our time effectively to love people. I know a lot of us wish we had another person with us, right? We wish we could have another employee that helped us. And reality is most of us can't have that luxury. And so instead we have to look at how do we prioritize our time, make our time more efficient, and then go out and use that efficiency to be able to do the things that we want to do in our ministry, right? We all have dreams and goals and ambitions. We want to take our ministry somewhere. And in order to do that, we want to work on how we can be more productive and really more efficient with our time, right? So I have a few different things that I have learned over the few years in ministry, and I'm continuing to learn as I learn how to prioritize my time and make things happen. And so I have it kind of in three different stages. There's the physical, there's the timing, and then there's the technique. And so there are different components to your productivity, and I think when we can mash them all together really well, we can come up with a recipe for success. And as always, I say this in almost every single podcast, this is not a one-size-fits-all. This is something that you think about yourself, think about how you work, think about how you function, think about how your brain works, and figure out what's going to work best for you. There are techniques in here that work amazing for me because my brain is like a bowl of spaghetti and just everywhere. And you, your brain is like a waffle where you're just nice, neat rows and everything's perfectly organized. You never have anything cluttering your desktop. Everything is in folders. When you read your email, you delete it if you don't need it, or you have folders to put it where it needs to go. I currently have like 3,000 emails in my inbox because if I don't want it, I'm just not going to read it and I'm going to leave it there. So however your brain functions, just know that there are different ways to be productive in your life. So Number one is the physical. I think a lot of times this one gets missed because we do not associate physicality with mentality, right? Our brain is an abstract idea of thoughts, and our body is a physical being that has feelings. And it's really easy to miss how these two things tie in together. But there is plenty and plenty of studies and research that show that our physical condition is very important for our mental condition. Here's a few examples. Example number one, it's Taco Tuesday and you and your staff go out for lunch and you go hard on the chips because they're so good. The salsa, it's perfect salsa. And you maybe have two or three too many tacos because you were feeling hungry that day. And you get back to work and you sit down and you do nothing for the next 2 hours because you have a giant food baby. That is your physical interfering with your mental, right? Those things are actively competing, right? When you eat a lot of food, scientifically, all the blood rushes to your stomach, leaves your brain, you get tired, you get groggy, you can focus less. This is a probably semi-weekly occurrence for me. We go to Mexican every Monday, and I can't stop eating the chips. And so after that, for like 2 hours, I don't do anything. Now, for me, luckily, Mondays are my meeting days, so most of the time I'm sitting in a meeting where I can be a little less active in my brain, so that's my excuse at least. But just think about it. Think about those things that you do. And so what we do with our body really matters with our mind. And so I have a few things for you to think about on how you can boost your productivity. Number one is exercise. This one is just basic, easy, entry-level exercise. And I say that like it's super easy. I am struggling right now to get into a routine, but I'm working on getting into that routine. And what I notice every single day that I work out is that when I get into the office, which lucky for us, our church has a fitness center in it, for the public, and we also get to use that, which is super awesome. So I can go straight from there, shower in the gym, showers, and then head into work. But whatever it is you do, when I come in after working out, I am immediately locked in and ready to go. I find that my mind is more at ease, my mind is more focused. And at first I thought it would be the opposite, right? If I work out, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to not be able to focus. But once your body gets into that routine of working out, then it's just an energy boost right away. And I really feel it all throughout the days. Right now, I work out 2 days a week. And it really just, especially those 2 days, it makes a huge difference in how productive I feel and how effective I feel. So for you, find ways that you can work out, right? And I think one of the hard things is the fitness culture in our society, especially in America, is so toxic when it comes to what needs to be done. There's all of these ideas and these recommendations, and if you do this, you're doing it wrong, and if you're doing this, you're doing it wrong. But then you start doing this, and you see another TikTok that says, if you're doing that, you're doing it wrong. And it's just so hard sometimes to get started. And so I would just say, whatever it is, just get started. If it's walking half a mile, that's half a mile you wouldn't have walked before. And that is a huge improvement. Another side bit for me, physically, one of the things I do to help pay attention and focus is stand up. I have a standing desk, and I am a standing desk advocate for every single person. There is no person that does not meet this metric. When I am standing, I am just time and time again more effective, more able to do what I need to do, more able to focus, more zoned in on my work. There are times where I am extra tired and I sit down and I just find myself drifting off slower and slower the longer I've sat down until my productivity is just non-existent. So it doesn't matter where you're at. There are plenty of ways to do a standing desk. There are plenty of desktop attachments. For me, when I started my standing desk, I literally built my own out of scrap wood. And it was uneven and wobbly, so I had to balance it with some cardboard pieces. But it was a standing desk, and it really, really made an impact for me in the beginning of my work journey. Like, seriously, I can't understate how effective it was. And, you know, people go on about the health benefits too. I'm sure that's good. But for me, it's just attention. I just pay way better attention when I'm standing. So if you don't have a standing desk, see if you can find a large table around and give that a shot for a few hours and see how it works. Or bring a couple cardboard boxes to work and stack those up. Whatever it is, just try it out before you commit to like a $150 standing desk. Which, by the way, if you look on Facebook Marketplace around, you'll probably find one for pretty cheap. So that's another thing that I just find really helpful. Another thing is take those breaks when you need them during work. Sometimes it's hard to feel like, oh man, I don't want to like stop working and go do whatever. For me, I like to go on just a quick walk, maybe 5 or 10 minutes or whatever it is for you, but get up and move around. A lot of times we feel guilty. We're like, oh, we're on the clock. I don't really think I should be doing that. But when you think about it and when you time it out, when it comes down to your productivity, that 10-minute walk can make you so much more effective for the next 2 or 3 hours than if you were to try and power through it, right? So there's times where I just sit there and I'm like, dude, I'm just like cycling around in my brain. I'm running circles around myself. I just need to get up and I need to move around. And so maybe it is just going for a 10-minute walk outside, or maybe you just shift your task and you go and do something physical. Maybe you need to gather props for the week or whatever. Go do something like that. And then last but not least for you is rest. Actually rest your body, which for a pastor is a really difficult thing. I know a lot of us in here have kids. I have one on the way, 2 months now, and I'm going to be a dad, which is terrifying, but it's something that I'm going to have to get used to, right? Because it's really easy for me as a married guy with no kids to be like, yeah, just rest and hang out. But a lot of us, we have a family to go take care of. We have things to do. And so for you, find ways to intentionally rest no matter your situation. Right now, me and my wife, every single Friday, we Sabbath. That means our electronics, they go away. We spend time outside. We spend time resting, reading, enjoying good food, right? We cook almost every Friday night and make a really good meal. But whatever it is, we take time to rest our bodies and our minds. And if you have a family, that's going to look different, but you can still do some of the same techniques. I'm sorry, but watching Netflix for 3 hours is not resting, right? And so maybe after the kids go down, you turn off all your electronics and you just spend time with your spouse. Or maybe after the kids go down, you just go straight to bed. Because I know if there's anything that I find myself doing, it's when I feel like I have no control over my life. Those moments where I may have a little bit of control, I'll take way too far. So, you know, like if it's like, you know, a Sunday night and I had a busy weekend and I didn't have any time to stop, then I'm going to stay up till like 1 a.m. playing video games, because I'm like, I refuse to go to sleep without having some sort of control over my life, and then I just regret it. So don't wind yourself up like that, but find times to rest yourself, because when we are well rested, we work better, right? That's 7 to 8 hours a night, I know is a dream for some of you guys, but really, I want to encourage you to evaluate your life and where it is, and how can you add more rest into your life? Because that is, honestly, lack of sleep is just one of the biggest and easiest productivity killers to work on. And so find those ways to rest. Find what makes you calm and happy, and what refreshes your soul and your mind and your body, and go do those things for yourself. Number two, first, the physical. Second, the timing. When you work matters. When you do your work really does matter. And so one of the things to really boost your productivity when it comes to time is planning around when you are most productive. And this one will change varying on people, but generally people are more productive in the morning. If you just think about your brain kind of as a muscle, in the morning it's fresh, it's ready to go. Maybe you need that cup of coffee or two, but whatever it is, normally in the morning, I find myself most productive. And actually what I've done for that is in the mornings, I begin to work even earlier. So, you know, at least 2, sometimes 3 days out of the week, I come into the office at 7, and I leave early so that I can rest, right? I don't work, you know, 10 or 12 hours in a day, but I'll go into work at 7, and then that just boosts my productivity period. And so from about 7 to 11, I find myself extremely productive. I can sit down and I can focus on something and then go from there. And so for you, I encourage you, think about the things that you need to do where you need to be super focused. So maybe it's scheduling volunteers on a regular basis, or prepping and planning the curriculum, or sitting down and planning a big event, or whatever it is. put those times in the time where you find yourself most productive. And then think about the times that you are least productive. For me, post-lunch, I'm least productive, right? I've just eaten. It doesn't matter what I eat. I'm a little more groggy in the afternoons. I'm a little slower in the afternoons. And so I plan my time around doing things that are easier in those times. So for me, maybe I got to get props for the week. I'll go grab those in the afternoon when I'm not really feeling like focusing so that I can do something easy and simple but still be productive, right? If I went and, you know, gathered all my props first thing in the morning, sure, I might be energetic and able to do it really well. But when it came to the afternoon and I was supposed to plan this big event, then I'm more groggy. I'm more prone to just not want to do it and just leave that out there. And then another thing is create a routine. And we're going to get a little bit more into this when it comes to techniques. Putting your work life into a routine really helps with productivity because your brain is going to know what's coming next and it's going to automatically switch into what it needs to do, right? When we can create habits and routines, if anybody's read those, there's two or three books about habits out there that are super popular. But basically what they say is when we create those habits, we can do things a lot easier because our brain goes on autopilot and does them without thinking, right? We don't think about every single tooth we brush as we're brushing because it's an automatic routine in the habit. We don't think about whether or not we're going to brush our teeth in the morning. We just do it because it's a habit. And so when we have those habits of work, then it kind of the same thing happens. So think about those weekly, regular occurring tasks that you do and then set them up in different times, right? Set them up on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning where you know every single morning you're going to go do this. For me, I record my podcasts every Tuesday. Okay, I try to record my podcasts every Tuesday. But for me, I know around lunchtime, it's time to start working on that podcast. It's time to start getting my ideas set. Then it's time to go record. And then after that, I'm going to edit and I'm going to post. And so for me, that kind of automatically, I know around Tuesday afternoon to switch my brain into that mode where I get into a more creative mindset and a more vocal mindset where I talk. And so create a routine with your time so that your brain knows what's coming, right? And so think about those weekly things, whether it's weekly follow-up for volunteers or weekly emails or whatever, and kind of block those into a certain time so that your brain gets used to them. And then last but not least, one of the most effective things for helping you be more productive with your time is get ahead. Get yourself ahead. I remember when I started in ministry, every week was so stressful because I was never ahead. Maybe I would get a week ahead or whatever, but then, you know, something would happen and I'd get behind again. And so every week I have to get the props for that week and I have to make sure I print the material for that week and I have to make sure I schedule the volunteers for that week. And all of it was super stressful because I was having to constantly keep up with all of this stuff. And so it was really, really difficult for me because I wasn't ahead. I really learned one of the best things is batch working, right? Where you take one thing and you work at it in a batch and you get it done for a long period of time. Because that is way more productive. So instead of me sitting down every week and printing all of the material and gathering all the props and sorting the small group stuff, what I do instead is once a month, I get all my curriculum and I download all of it. I sort it all right then and there, and then I print it all out, and then I organize it all from there. And so every small group page, every activity small group is doing, every large group lesson, all the devos parents are getting, all of that is printed out at the beginning of the month. And that way, I'm done. That's it. And that takes one Wednesday morning, usually from like 9 to 11. I take 2 hours to do that. And then for the next month, I don't have to worry about curriculum at all because it's all in its boxes and it's all ready to go. So I've gotten myself ahead and I have cleared up. And so for 2 hours, I've cleared up, 30 minutes here, 45 minutes there, 30 minutes here, 30 minutes here. And all of that things are condensed. And that way I can do something, be done, and move on. And so when you get ahead, you're able to focus so much better on the other things that you need to do. You're not worried about doing your week by week stuff. Like most of my week every week when I wasn't ahead was taken up with weekly activities like gathering props and printing out the curriculum. And so find ways that you can get ahead so that you're not stuck in that rut of just continually over and over and over repeating the weekly routine. And then last but not least, we have some techniques. There are a few productivity techniques. out there that can be really useful for some people. These are just generic. These are some I've tried, some I haven't, but just think about these and how they may affect you and make you more effective at working. So number one is like the techniques, the methods. There's a few. There's the Pomodoro technique. Pomodoro? I don't know. But basically what it is you'll set a timer for a certain amount of time. And once that time goes up, you'll take like a 1 minute break. And then after a few, three or four of those, you know, 10 minute on, 1 minute off, then you'll have like a 10-minute break where you'll go and you'll walk. And basically, it's just to help you work really hard in short bursts, take that break for a second, and then work really hard, take that break, and then reset your brain every hour to 2 hours, and then it gets you back in. And so that's a really good productivity technique if you're doing a kind of long-haul, really focused task and technique. I've tried it before and it's helped a lot with some of the administrative stuff I do. But the reality is, as a pastor, my job isn't usually that linear. And so there's not many instances where it's useful, right? There's not many instances where I'm sitting 4 to 6 hours kind of chugging through something. But there are times when I do, and I find it very effective in those situations. Another one is eating the frog. If you know Ryan Frank, he's actually written a book on this. I'll definitely say go check it out. But eating the frog is a mental technique where you look at your day and you choose the biggest and hardest thing for that day and do it first. And then from there, everything seems way easier. So if you want to know my frog, Sam Beam's frog is phone calls, dude. I am Gen Z, which means I am so anti-phone call. They stress me out for no reason. So if I can start my day with a phone call to somebody, then I know then I can do the rest. And so find those things that are really difficult for you, those things that you dread. And when you do them first, you'll find that you are able to focus on other things way more. And then another one that I really use daily is time blocking. And so time blocking, if you're unfamiliar, is basically where you just say, hey, I'm working 9 to 5. Let me block out kind of every hour or every chunk of time that I have for a specific task. And so for me, Tuesday mornings when I come in, you know, my time block is 30 minutes as me getting settled and situated. That's where I'm checking my emails, checking my Slacks, and figuring out what I need to do for the day. And then after that, I have about an hour and a half, 2 hour period where I do volunteer recruitment work, where I go through and I find potential volunteers and I reach out to them. And then after that is, you know, this or that or whatever, where I've totally blocked out my time so that when I go, okay, it's 9:15, what do I need to be doing? I look at my calendar and I say, okay, this is what I have blocked out for myself. Doing that can make a huge difference. And I'm currently working on shifting that from even just like a generic time block where I have, you know, like an hour where it's like to-do list work, to going in and actually putting in those things that I want to be doing. And so maybe it'll be like, you know, work on this VBS thing here and then do this here. And that way when I go in, it's not just like, well, what should I do for this hour of my to-do list work? It's like, okay, here's the 4 things that I need to do. And I call that micro blocking. But whatever it is, blocking up your time can be a huge difference maker. And so, you know, maybe you set out a block where every Wednesday from 1 to 3, you're like, I'm going to go work at a coffee shop and invite a volunteer to come hang out with me. That's a huge productivity booster because you're not just sitting there kind of drifting in the space of a to-do list. You're sitting there with a specific goal in mind. And then there's ways to kind of sort and organize your thoughts in your brain. Maybe you're a little overwhelmed or maybe you just need something to help you figure out what to do. There's a few techniques for that. There's the Eisenhower Matrix, which sounds way more fancy than it is. But basically, you just take 4 blocks and you look at the things you have to do and you look at what's important and urgent. So what do you need to get done and need to get done now? And then what's urgent but not important? So what do you need to do, but if you don't, it'll be okay, right? Like what just seems like it's right there and pressing you, but in the end of things, it won't make a difference if it doesn't happen. And then there's what's important but not urgent. So maybe you have a big event far off that's really important. It's a big, huge event, but it's not here yet. So you don't need to totally panic about it. And then what's not urgent and not important? What's there that's just kind of, maybe it's a back burner task. It's a dream task. It's something you want to work on. but it's not going to make a detriment to your ministry, and it doesn't need to happen soon. And that way you can look and say, okay, this is important and urgent, I need to do this. And then you can say, okay, this is urgent, but it's not as important, I can set this kind of aside. And then this is important, but not urgent, so maybe I can wait a little bit or start some preliminary planning, and this isn't important and urgent, and only if all of this other stuff is clear, then I can go on. The next one is the must, should, want, which is basically a simplified Eisenhower matrix, where it's just, what must I do today for my job to be done, and then what should I do today to, you know, kind of help me with my job, and then what do I want to do today to enjoy my work. And I think this one right here is a really good one if you want checks and balances in your work life, right? At one point, I talked about how to make work easy as one of my podcast things. And one of the things is find the work that you enjoy and do it. And so when you make this list right here, must, should, want, then you can say, okay, once I've done all of these must things, and then when I do some of these should things, then I can look at the things that I want to do and I can do those things, right? For me, I don't know. Some days it's playing on an Excel sheet where I'm like, okay, I need to make a budget thing and I want to play on this Excel sheet. I don't need to do that. And maybe I should do that, but I really want to do it is the reality. And so when I find that time, I can use it for something that brings me joy. And then last but not least is just make a list. If you just find yourself stuck, make a list. What do you need to do? What needs to get done? And honestly, I think one of the best things that I found myself when I do, and I'll be honest, I don't do it all the time and I need to implement it as a regular practice. But when I set myself up by spending 15 or 20 minutes just creating a to-do list, it makes my work week way, way easier. So just make that list. It's okay to spend 30 minutes making a list, because once you've made that list, you can go and be productive with it. So don't let that scare you. Don't let that intimidate you out of doing it. When you can sit down and really get your brain in order, that makes a huge difference for your productivity. And then last little tidbit is no matter how you do it, carry around something for you to write down stuff you need to do, because you've done it, I've done it. I can't tell you how many times it's happened, because there's a thing that pops in your mind that you're like, oh, I've got to do this thing. And then you're like, well, you know what? It's, 6:30 on a Tuesday night. I'll remember it tomorrow. And you sit there the next morning and say, I was supposed to remember something, but I don't remember what it was. Find a way to note that down, whether it's a notebook in your back pocket or a notes app on your phone, whatever it is, write that down to help you when you have those productive thoughts, to capture them, put them in there, and then put them away so that you can go and rest. So that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and just some of these ideas around productivity. As always, I hope you enjoyed it and have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll see you guys later. Bye.